This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. At Emerson College this morning, Billy Collins delivers the commencement address. The former U.S. Poet Laureate is one of the most popular living poets, but he tells me some people consider his conversational, humorous approach suspect.
There is a prejudice against poetry that makes people laugh, that's entertaining. And that prejudice is wearing away at a fairly good pace. I mean, it was really the Romantic poets who screwed this all up by substituting landscape for sex and humor, which is a pretty bad deal from my point of view. But when I was beginning to write poetry in high school, I understood two things about it. I understood that it was difficult to understand, but you could understand one thing. You could understand that the poet was miserable. And so I, in high school and beyond that, wrote poems that were difficult to understand. That's very easy to do, by the way. But I included, you know, some kind of, you know, tattoo parlor imagery, you know, some barbed wire and things like that that gave off whiffs of agony. So it wasn't until I really started reading interesting poets like Philip Larkin and Kenneth Koch and other New York School poets that I found poets who were using humor in an intelligent way and also in an emotional way. They were able to use humor to really disarm the reader and to open the door to the reader to get more serious subject matter in there or more serious intention. So it was then I thought, okay, I can do this.
Your poems are not only witty, but also deeply felt. And they're what someone might call literary, but they're also exceptionally accessible. How do you make that work?
I can't tell you. I would have to walk over to the wrong side of my brain to explain that. I just don't know. I know I always like to get the reader on board, so I tend to start with something that's easy to accept. That, in fact, if you didn't accept it, I don't know what would be wrong with you. Getting the reader into the poem by using a title that's not a kind of blocking device, but making the poem accessible in that sense, just to get the reader on board, and then all sorts of things can happen. And that's where the poem maybe gets more complicated and makes more demands and maybe turns into a different kind of emotional ending.
Today you're delivering the commencement address at Emerson College. What's your message?
I've got a few messages. I want to talk about happiness and how achievable that is and whether it's even worth achieving. And then I want to talk about a few lessons that I've drawn from the history of poetry. And I'll mention one of them, which is the idea of being alone. I think that's at a premium these days since we have the sense of, I mean, not sense of, but we have the factor of interconnectivity.
How does making a life as a poet affect how you interact with the world?
There is a kind of opportunistic view one gets as a writer in that most of us carry a little notebook around with us so that when we navigate our way through the day, we're sort of one eye on the lookout for an image or a little piece of dialogue that might send you down some little slide into people's lives. So, you know, it's like keeping a ship's log. You're kind of writing down what the experience of the day is. But I think a lot of the time my meter is off. You know, but that again, you're kind of, even daydreaming is something that, you know, I once had in this house I used to have or still have in New York, we have the windows cleaned twice a year. So this guy came over and cleaned the windows, all of them. And I started thinking, I wonder if I could take this off my taxes, since looking out the window is really part of a poet's job, you know, staring at the bird bath and that kind of thing. I decided not to, but I mean, it takes an effort to be alone. This staring and daydreaming are obviously solitary activities. You can't daydream with somebody else, or you can't invite a friend over to stare at something.
It is Mother's Day, and Your beautiful poem, The Lanyard, is going to feature in today's speech. Could you share the poem with us?
Sure. One thing about, I'll just say about Mother's Day, is that anything that has a day or a week or a month devoted to it is usually a sign of its neglect. Mother's Day is the crowning example of people who are often neglected or take it for granted, or whose work is not honored. The poem is titled "The Lanyard." The other day, as I was ricocheting slowly off the pale blue walls of this room, bouncing from typewriter to piano, from bookshelf to an envelope lying on the floor, I found myself in the L section of the dictionary, where my eyes fell upon the word lanyard. No cookie nibbled by a French novelist could send one more suddenly into the past, a past where I sat at a workbench at a camp by a deep Adirondack lake, learning how to braid thin plastic strips into a lanyard, a gift from my mother. I had never seen anyone use a lanyard, or wear one if that's what you did with them, but that did not keep me from crossing strand over strand again and again until I had made a boxy red and white lanyard for my mother. She gave me life and milk from her breasts, and I gave her a lanyard. She nursed me in many a sick room, lifted teaspoons of medicine to my lips, set cold face cloths on my forehead, and then led me out into the airy light and taught me to walk and swim, and I in turn presented her with a lanyard. "Here are thousands of meals," she said, "and here is clothing and a good education." "And here is your lanyard," I replied, which I made with a little help from a counselor. "Here is a breathing body and a beating heart, strong legs, bones, and teeth, and two clear eyes to read the world," she whispered. "And here," I said, "is the lanyard I made at camp. And here," I wish to say to her now, "is a smaller gift, not the archaic truth that you can never repay your mother, but the rueful admission that when she took the two-tone lanyard from my hands, I was as sure as a boy could be that this useless, worthless thing I wove out of boredom would be enough to make us even."
And that is Billy Collins, former U.S. Poet Laureate. He delivers a Mother's Day commencement address this morning at Emerson College.
For mama, she'll do one.